boner.
Yeah, dude.
Good morning. 6:32. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up? What's up? We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's get to it. Your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Let's see. Well, Michael Paulsen, Paulsen, it's Norwegian or whatever it is. Anyway, he's the lead singer of Volbeat. Love that guy. Used his time off on the road this spring to write a bunch of new songs, and he's pretty happy with them. Paulsen told Whiplash that, quote, "Now that I have all the time at home, there's a lot of time to reflect on your whole career and what you've been doing in the past and what you're doing now and what you wanted to do with the music. So I'm very much inspired right now, so I'm writing a lot of Volbeat songs at this very moment."
Nice.
He continued with saying, quote, "I can't wait to start working on these songs in the studio when the time is right, because there's a certain energy that really, really takes me back to the beginning. There's a lot of heavy stuff in some of the new songs that I've got." Paulsen added that, quote, "I'm very excited about the whole situation when it comes to writing for the band Volbeat." So that's awesome news. I love Volbeat. They're over the last, you know, 6, 7, 8 years of bands coming out, they're definitely one of my favorites. They're so unbelievably good live. Like, yeah, the sound and the just the technicality, it sounds like you put on a record. And I know that may seem like, oh yeah, okay, it does. No, but it's amazing.
You know you're doing something right if Metallica takes you under their wing.
Yeah, exactly.
There's the hint. Yeah, these guys must be good.
They handpicked Metallica handpicked Volbeat. And seriously, if you want to see one of the tightest live shows, oh, Volbeat is up there, man. Awesome.
There's a, what's his name again?
Michael Paulsen.
Michael. So there's a, like a behind the artist, like YouTube video that you can watch. And dude, he's a very interesting guy. He's very smart.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
I think he could play like all the instruments, too. I'm pretty sure he's like universal in any instrument.
He's super talented, super smart, and also now super fit. Like, he got all jacked up. And he just got all healthy and everything. So yeah, there you go. All right, that's your rock.
Not only can he sing to you, he can kick your ass.
He can kick your ass as well, for sure. All right, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history,
very excited day on this day in rock history. 1915, Les Paul, born Lester Paufus, is the jazz musician and one of the pioneers of the solid body electric guitar. His technique served as the inspiration for the Gibson Les Paul. He was born in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Wow. So many major, huge artists have played the Les Paul or play the Les Paul. I'm pretty sure Michael Paulsen of Volbeat has a couple in his repertoire. Slash famously was a Les Paul guy. You'll know a Les Paul when you see it. It's got the rounded test. So if you're looking at the body of it, it's got, you know, the top part that connects to the neck. That's rounded, goes around, nice kind of wide body, and then it's got that signature little cutout right there. And
Just turn on a few episodes of Pawn Stars. You'll see one.
For sure. Best I can do is $20. But seriously, Les Paul is just a staple in the rock community, in the music community as a whole. But, I mean, so many major artists played Les Paul guitars from Gibson there. And it just it's awesome. So there you go. That's what happened on this day in rock history. And that's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.